Thank you for the news bulletin. This is Newsday from the BBC with Rob Young and Alex Ritson. This hour, we'll get the latest from Ukraine as the governor of the western city of Lviv says 4 missiles have hit the city today. Residents have been told to take shelter. And later on, we will head to China as the authorities in the megacity of Shanghai acknowledge COVID deaths for the first time since 2020.
Let's return to the war in Ukraine and pose this large question. Are Western countries sending weapons to Ukraine only prolonging the war and the misery faced by Ukrainians? The President of the European Commission, Ursula von der Leyen, has called on member states to act quickly to supply weapons to Ukraine. She said that was the only way that Ukraine could survive this fight against Russia. Fabian Schneidler is a German writer and historian who recently wrote an article for the Berliner Zeitung expressing why Europe should stop supplying arms to Ukraine. He's on the line now. Fabian, why?
Well, Russia started, of course, a ruthless war of aggression against Ukraine, and Ukraine must defend itself. But the only way to stop the carnage, really, is a ceasefire and peace talks. Now, the EU, luckily, is not a war party, and it should use its means to promote and facilitate peace talks. Supplying weapons, especially heavy weapons, as proposed now, undermines the EU's capacity for de-escalation. And it's not only about the arms supply to Ukraine. The boosting of national military spending, Germany just announced to boost its military budget by over 100 billion euros, is not really helping Ukrainians. Now, the question is, does this make the world safer? Now, we have some experience with arms races in the past. One led to World War I, and the other led to the Cold War, which we escaped and survived only by the skin of our teeth. NATO is already spending $1.2 trillion on its military, which is almost 20 times as much as Russia. Now, we have to ask, has this prevented the current war? No. Would $2 trillion make us any safer? I seriously doubt it. We have to go the path of de-escalation and disarmament in the long run.
The implication, though, of what you're suggesting is that if Europe continues to send weapons to Ukraine, then the end result is going to be either World War III or nuclear war, or both, presumably.
And not necessarily, but the first lesson that we have to learn is when dealing with a nuclear power like Russia, we should never try to humiliate and corner them. It's a question of human survival.
Yeah, you say here. Not necessarily, but clearly that is one of the outcomes that you are worried about.
Yes,
I right?
I do. Remember the Cuban Missile Crisis, for example. Well, Khrushchev withdrew his missiles from Cuba in the 1950s only when the U.S. proposed to stop its plans to place U.S. missiles in Turkey. So there must be some kind of compromise. We need negotiations.
Well, that was a sort of Sun Tzu, give your enemy a golden bridge to retreat over kind of thing, wasn't it?
Absolutely. And there are issues on the table.
But there are a lot of Western leaders here who think that if you don't help Ukraine stop Russia now, then other Baltic states, you know, who's going to be next?
Yes, but you know, they are part of NATO, and if Russia were to take a NATO state, that would be World War III, probably. Now, remember, people like the current CIA director, William Burns, warned for years that NATO expansion into Eastern Europe could provoke Russia, and it did. Henry Kissinger proposed a neutral status for Ukraine for a long time, and there are signals from Ukrainian government now that they might accept this. And I think the West...
Yeah, but there's also been signals from Ukraine that they consider themselves to be an independent country who have every right to decide whether they join NATO or not.
Yeah, absolutely, they do. But the thing here is we should prevent the possibility of World War III and a nuclear war, which would wipe out humanity. And so there must be some kind of negotiations, and both sides have to save faces and have to make concessions. And I think it's crucial to do everything to stop this escalation.
The reality, though, is if the Western countries stop supplying Ukraine, Ukraine will lose this war, isn't it?
Well, yeah, on the other hand, it's not winnable. It's for both sides not winnable. So there is no alternative to peace talks, and there must be a compromise.
Fabian Schneidler, German writer and historian, thank you for joining us on Newsday. Plenty more on Ukraine and many other countries around the world in the hour ahead. You're listening to Newsday with Rob Young and Alex Ritson.